And I think we've got to a point with the proposed terms on the table, the way that Northern Ireland would be treated, and I think the EU has behaved in a predatory manner towards Northern Ireland, the way that they will have sought to lock us in to this economic regime without representation, without a means of exit, and which would conflict with the promises we made at the last election, I think that would be devastating for public trust in our democracy. It is for those reasons and those reasons alone that I've had to, in good conscience, step down.
Just one other thing. I know that you're saying that you are not attacking the person. I understand that. But she has said, the Prime Minister has said, that she will not change course. If she doesn't change course on this proposal in the coming weeks, at that point, do you think her position becomes untenable? I'm not saying that you want to pull the trigger, but does her position in Parliament and in the party become untenable?
Well, I think the real risk here is that we don't get the deal through Parliament and we don't pass the meaningful vote, at which point there'll be a lot of uncertainty. There's risks all around. In fairness, I respect those that think there are risks of not trying to settle on the terms that the EU are seeking to impose on us. But there are risks all around, and I think what we need to do now is demonstrate the resolve, go back and say to Brussels, look, we want to do this deal, but not on these terms. There's only some relatively small changes that need to be made, but there are crucial changes to make it acceptable to Parliament and I think the British public at large, and I think that's what we should focus on.
Do you think she will be Prime Minister then on Brexit Day next year?
I certainly hope so, and I'll be supporting her to make a success of Brexit and make a success of her premiership.
But hope is different from confidence, right?
Well, I don't know. I can't predict. It's a, you know, tumultuous, uncertain times. But in terms of what I want and what I can control, I certainly want to support her getting Brexit over the line. But she must change course.